Lord, just pray that Luke will hear your voice and be able to explain something about you in a way that we can all grab a hold of and have our thinking challenged and transformed by you. Not that academic knowledge is of value by itself, but Lord, we need to know who you are, who the God is that we worship. So Lord, pray for your spirit to be on Luke now as he speaks and all of us as we listen. Amen. Okay, Luke, it's all yours.
Thank you. So what one word would you call or describe God? Well, I found a word that I think describes God very well, and that word is aseity. In the dictionary, it means the quality or state of being self-derived or self-originated. Let me explain it this way. The state of being self-dependent. Now, how does this work? Imagine that said dependent. It comes from the Latin a meaning out of and se meaning one. It means everything came from one. In Psalm 146, verse 6, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever? God made everything. He purposefully placed heaven and earth, not randomly scattered, but where they were designed to be. He made us to experience and see what is done. We've found a lot through the years of humans, all created by God. Even the biggest things we know were made by him. The biggest thing we know of is the universe. It takes light 94 billion years to get from one side to the other. We cannot even start to understand the size of our own universe. So what does that say about our Lord if he's even bigger than his own creations? I mean, if we tried to travel that ourselves, we wouldn't even make a scratch. Even if we started from the birth of the human race only 200,000 years ago. And what's crazier is God is bigger than this. In Isaiah 55, verse 9, the heavens are higher than the earth, and my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. The heavens are infinitely higher than the earth. The ways of God are higher than our ways, whether we like those plans or not. We have very few details about anything if you compare it to that of what God knows. He simply just knows everything because he created it and he placed the stars and planets exactly where they were meant to be. You can see this in how the earth has life. Life needs the perfect conditions to thrive. From the distance of our sun and moon to the weather and water on our planet, life is vulnerable and needs other things to survive. But God is completely independent. He only needs himself. We as humans need so much. Food, water, air, shelter, weather, atmosphere, sleep, space, cleanliness. What don't we need at this point? But God doesn't need anything. Not even us humans. There is nothing we can do that God needs. Luke 19 verse 40 says, I tell you, Jesus replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. What a show of power that even the rocks can praise God because they were made by him. Yet he still loves us and favors us. He gives us his grace. Isn't that awesome? All he asks for us, not that he needs us to do it, is to act in his name. God does not need us, yet he still wants us to live in his name and do it for his sake. What am I up to? I'm not sure about you guys, but when I first thought of this, I thought, isn't that selfish? It just didn't sit right with me until I took the time to look into it and found something that gave me a good answer. It only sounds selfish to us because we ourselves are selfish. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth, is what 1 Peter 2 verse 22 says. We've all lied and gone against God's word, while God hasn't lied once, nor can he, because it's only us that can lie. This goes for all sins. So, I now have an incredibly difficult task before me, to realize once and for all that this world is not about ourselves. This life is not about us. Our lives are not about us. We are all about God and his graciousness. Let's catch this up. Come on. The reason I mention this is we all live knowing our small problems and insignificant matters can be dealt with by ourselves. Who hasn't thought that at one stage? But we have a secret weapon who loves us and is favoring us. So let him into your everything, both big and small, your everyday life. Or let me put it this way. Let him do right through your life, and he will work through you to make it better than anything you alone could do, no matter what it is. This idea has really challenged me, because I cannot wrap my head around how big and independent our God is. I guess that happens when you're talking about a being that created all. Added to that is the fact that this being can do no evil with the seemingly infinite power he has. It's just mind-boggling to me. Alright, I'm going to quickly sum up here before this becomes foolish. Aseity means that God is completely independent, and everything has been created and placed with a purpose in his mind. Come on. God is not in need of anything, including us, because God can get even the stones to praise his name. But God still graciously loves us and favors us, no matter what we do. God nor Jesus can sin or do anything bad, and hasn't sinned once, no matter the size. So praise his name forever. Because when had a person ever done that? Our lives are about God, not us. So this is important. Let God do good through everything in your life to make it better than any human could. I know this was short, but I like short talks. Thank you all for listening to my TED Talk. Just thought this was interesting.